Coast Radio News for Friday, May 14, 2021. I'm George Henry. Oregon Governor Kate Brown announced yesterday that the state will immediately follow guidance from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which ease indoor mask wearing and social distancing for fully vaccinated people. Brown said in a video statement yesterday that the new CDC guidance makes clear that vaccines are the fastest way to get back to doing things we all love and returning to a sense of normalcy. The new federal guidance still calls for wearing masks in crowded indoor settings like buses, planes, hospitals, prisons, and homeless shelters, but will help clear the way for reopening workplaces, schools, and other venues. Business owners can still require masking if the business is unwilling or unable to verify the vaccination status of its customers. The Florence City Council has a big Monday planned, beginning with an executive session in the morning to consult with legal counsel, followed by a 5:30 evening meeting where they will hear testimony on two annexation requests and consider a request from the two Florence garbage haulers on a rate hike. They will also consider the proposed sale of lot number 38 in the Pacific View Business Park in the amount of $205,000. The city will also consider hanging banners along the stretch of Highway 101, where the Revision Florence construction was completed. The request comes from the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce and requires city approval in order to hang the signage. The proposed banners would promote tourism in the city and hang in conjunction with live flower baskets. The council will also consider several open committee assignments with recruitment beginning on May 24th through June 30th, with appointments expected in mid-July. The complete agenda and information packet is available on the city's website at ci.florence.or.us. This is traditionally Roadie Weekend, and due to the pandemic, most of the festivities associated with the more than 100-year tradition have been halted for the second year in a row. With new proposals from the governor of Oregon, there are hopes that this will be the last time events have to be canceled due to COVID-19. The state is nearing the 70% goal of vaccinations, which Governor Kate Brown says is the target point for returning to normalcy. One event that did not get canceled is the annual Roadie Run, which takes off tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Runners can still register at the event beginning at 7:30 in the morning at the Florence Event Center. And for those who are still not sure about congregating, there is a virtual option available. Information on the event and the virtual event can be found at eclecticedgeracing.com. There were no new cases of COVID-19 reported for the Florence area yesterday, and Lane County reported 48 new cases. The state of Oregon is also seeing a slight drop in reported cases. There were 733 new cases reported yesterday, but the Oregon Health Authority is reporting an overall 12% decrease in cases over the past week. Numbers of new vaccinations have dropped slightly from a daily average of 33,000 to a two-day count yesterday of 30,037. Regionally, there are several mass vaccination clinics scheduled for this weekend throughout the county, including today's event at the Florence Event Center, which will end at 7 p.m. this evening. Peace Harbor Hospital in Florence has announced they will be offering vaccinations to the general public. Their clinics will be on Wednesdays from 8:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. and will be offering the Moderna vaccine for anyone 18 and older. Individuals can stop by the 390 clinic or call 997-7134 for an appointment. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, May 14th, 2021.